Chapter 4. By the time she gained the stable yard, Patience had the bit firmly between her teeth. Vane Sinster was not a suitable mentor for Gerard, but given the evidence of her eyes, Gerard was already well on the way to an unhealthy respect, which could all too easily lead to adulation, hero worship, dangerous emulation. It was all very clear in her mind. The train of her lavender velvet riding habit over her arm, she strode into the yard, heels ringing on the cobbles. Her reading of the situation was instantly confirmed. Vane sat a massive grey hunter with elegant ease, effortlessly controlling the restive beast. Beside him, on a chestnut gelding, Gerard blithely chatted. He looked happier, more relaxed, than he had since they'd arrived. Patience noted it. But halting in the shadows of the stable arch, her attention remained riveted on Vane Sinster. Her mother had often remarked that true gentlemen looked uncommonly dashing on horseback. Quelling an inward sniff, her normal reaction to that observation, which had invariably alluded to her father, Patience reluctantly conceded that she could now see her mother's point. There was something about the harnessed power of the man, dominating and harnessing the power of the beast, that made her stomach tighten. The clop of hooves had drowned out her approach. She stared for a minute longer, then gave herself a mental shake and walked forward. Grisham had the brown mare she favoured, saddled and waiting. Patience ascended the mounting block, then climbed into the saddle. She settled her skirts and picked up the reins.
Ready?
The question came from Vane. Patience nodded. Naturally, he led the way out. The morning greeted them crisp and clear. Pale grey clouds dotted the washed-out sky. The smell of damp greenery was all pervasive. Their first stop was a knoll 3 miles from the hall. Vane had ridden the fidgets from his mount in a series of short gallops that Patience had tried hard not to watch. After that, the grey had cantered beside her mare. Gerard had ridden on her other side. None of them had spoken, content to look about and let the cool air refresh them. Reining in beside Vane on the top of the knoll, Patience...